Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
So there are the big things to be anxious about over the holidays, like, you know, what are you going to get someone, especially a loved one?
Right. You know, you're having people over for dinner. You got to cook the dinner, prepare all that.
Yeah, there's all the...
There's a lot of things.
Yeah, there's all the big things. That's for sure. Sure. I mean, we don't... We understand that this is a very stressful time of year for a lot of people for many different reasons.
Right.
But then there are things like Kelly's
self-inflicted stress.
If you will, I'll let you explain.
Okay. So bless his heart. He did give me permission to talk about this. But so first, a couple things you need to know about my husband and my life is he runs like the household. Listen, things don't get done around here unless he is starting it. And for that, I appreciate him. He is the cook of the house. He starts the laundry. And that's how I know that laundry needs to be done. All the things, right?
How, can I pause real quick? How are you and I both the ones who have spouses that do literally everything?
We are the degenerates. You know why. We absolutely have zero life skills, which is why we're here.
We are both that role in our relationship.
We're qualified for nothing.
Oh, shoot.
So they knew that going in. They knew it. Anyway, so which is really funny because over the weekend, hubby was hanging out with some of our neighbors. They were like, oh, hey, did Kelly get your cards out, your Christmas cards out? And he's all like, first of all, I do that in the house. I'm the one who, like, he legit designs the card, lets me sign off, bless his heart, which is great. And then he is the one that gets them made and fills out the envelopes. He got the kids to help stuff them this year. And, like, they had a whole operation, got them out, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a big old list. I think we got, like, 165 people on the list.
Wow.
And then this is where the anxiety sets in. So then every day after we get ours out, he waits and watches the mail. And then he counts the cards. And every day he has kind of expectations like this has got to be like at least a 3-card day. Otherwise, we're behind schedule. And he's really like he's thinking maybe if we get 20% back from, you know, people we send cards. And that's probably good. But we have like this archway in our living room that he needs to have covered with cards. Otherwise, it's a complete failure of the year.
Your ROI, your return on investment is 20%.
Yes, that's really all he's expecting. But he really, and bonus points if you are among the first to roll in with the cards. Like you kind of get the gold star in his mind.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, especially the very first card that we get. That's really a place of honor when you get placed up there on the archway.
How early are you getting them?
We got them fairly early. Like everyone has ours now.
Okay.
In fact, I got a message from one of the people on our list. She got two.
Okay.
We fixed it, the system. But yes, there was a duplicate. Anyway, I think we've been getting them for a couple of weeks. They started to roll in.
I will say
December 1st, some people were real on it.
So we got a holiday card right after Thanksgiving. And
that's early.
I know. And my wife and I, we refuse to open it yet. We're like,
oh, yeah. You're going to wait.
No.
Not time.
No.
Not the time.
Not yet. I mean, kudos.
Did you put it in a special spot so you don't lose it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. I mean, we have a spot for it for sure. And any of the cards that we may get. But
yeah.
I mean, it's not getting opened yet. Yes, we will acknowledge that yours was first. However, not going to open it yet.
Now, do you guys have some sort of a display for your cards or do you just put them in a pile somewhere?
I mean, we have kind of the little, Santa's mailbox sort of thing that hangs next to the door that we can. So it's not really a display, but it is kind of a display that we put the Christmas cards. And then what we'll do.
Tape every single one of them on the archway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He needs them displayed.
Even
I
if
think
they're.
It makes his heart happy.
Are there any that you get that are like,
No, that one's not going up.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, more adult themed.
No, everyone's really, they behave themselves on the Christmas cards.
All right.
Yes. And some of them are, man, I'll tell you, we got one yesterday. Shout out to my friend Dawn. She goes big time. We had a gold seal on the back of the envelope. I mean, that was fancy schmancy. She had like the real thick card stock, like on the front and back, right?
Well, those people are just showing off.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%. It was a work of art, really, it was. She's got like a little story of all the big things that happened in the, I mean, kudos. That was extra credit.
So yeah. What little thing do you get anxious about during the holidays? For Kelly's husband, it's the whole card.
The amount of Christmas cards we get back.
Yes, yeah. It's the whole card system.
Yeah.
All right.
Every day he's watching the mailbox and he's judging on how many cards we're getting each day and getting anxiety. Like we're behind schedule.
Yeah.
We're behind schedule.
502-795-1997. In order to make the 20% ROI this year, we're going to need at least 6 today or over the weekend. My goodness.
And listen, if you go too many years without sending us a card, you're going to be off the list.
Don't get cut by Kelly. It's 997 EJX. Ah, yes. The holiday stress. It's 997 EJX, Ben and Kelly. So Kelly admitted that her husband has mild anxiety over the whole Christmas card process.
Yeah, he puts a lot of effort into designing the card every year. He's the one that gets them out to everybody on the list, and then he watches the mailbox every day.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, he needs to fill up the entire archway in our living room, otherwise it's a fail.
Yeah, so what other little anxieties do you have during the holiday? Like Bethany says, for me, it's always that I know my brother will get my mom a much better gift than I do.
Oh, yeah.
Makes better money than I do, and he kills it every year.
Yeah, it's a good competition, a healthy competition.
It is kind of a healthy competition.
I compete with my sister sometimes to be like the first to reach out on birthdays and anniversaries and get the card out because I'm much better at sending cards than my sister is.
Well, my mom will straight let us know when we give her a call on either the holiday or on her birthday or something like that, where she'll be like, well, you're the first person to give me a call.
Or look at that.
Or I already spoke to Katie. And I'm like, Curdy!
Oh, she's just perpetuating the infighting.
Yeah, she is. She's like stoking the fire a little bit there. Rex, the dump truck driver, asked on text, Ben, I think everyone's wondering, are you on Kelly's husband archway? Nope, haven't sent out any cards yet this year. Actually, probably, I haven't sent out any. And when I say I mean, I just take them to the mailbox and drop them in the thing. But my wife gets them all together. We I think, took a break for a couple years, and we haven't sent out anything. So I may be off the list completely. So
you may have. I'll have to go back and look at the list because, again, my eyes don't really go on that.
Yeah. I may have gotten cut. It's like, been a couple years. He's off.
Yep.
He's off.
I'm not wasting a stamp on them anymore. They don't give us anything back.
Oh, man. Brittany says, I didn't have any anxiety, but now I do.
Yep. You're welcome. Sorry about that. Amy says, your husband's not alone, Kelly. I'm just like him. I get super disappointed whenever there are not any Christmas cards in the mailbox for the day. We seem to get less and less every year. I've been crossing people off the list because they haven't gone. They've gone more than 2 years without sending us a card back, unless they're family.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, then why am I going to keep, you know, do the heavy lifting in the relationship if you aren't giving anything back?
You know, I think my little anxieties that I have during the holiday all stem around, you know, because most of us are able to take some time off around the holiday, you know, to spend with family or whatever, to travel and stuff like that. And I think mine is that when I'm off, I have the anxiety of I need to be having fun. Or I need to be relaxing. I need to be having fun. And if I'm not doing it 100% of the time, then I'm like, well, what am I doing? I'm wasting all this time.
Exactly. Yeah, you feel like you need to like stock your schedule with all sorts of activities.
Yes,
that are
I don't know. And
you need
I just
to be doing things.
Yeah, I need to be more just. Yeah, I just need to let my brain just have a moment.
I have a hard time like kind of letting go because we have lots of things that, you know, we do. It's more than just the show, right? There's social media. There's the website that we kind of do all of that. So I have a hard time of like not peeking in on all of that when like I need to not pay attention.
Unplug.
I need to unplug. I need to talk. I need to look at the family. I need to like go do participate in family things, but I have a hard time like not monitoring the Ben and Kelly Show Facebook page or the Instagram or the DJX page and blah blah blah. And have we written any like website things in all the stuff? Like I have a hard time of letting go of that.
Joy texted and said, "Putting all the stuff away after the holidays."
Yes,
yeah,
that's way more fun to unpack it and decorate everything. Yeah. It is awful to put it away because then your house looks empty.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, we shift themes. We go to winter white theme after the Christmas. So like we take the tree down and all that, but we'd like shift to a winter white sort of theme. So it's still,
so you still
theme.
Have decor.
Yeah, still decor, but it's not centered around Christmas anymore. So
yeah. Anyways. Kelly from Crescent Hill says, "I'm picturing Mr. Kelly standing in your archway with a clipboard and a pencil."
Is it accurate?
Almost. Okay. He might start doing that as we get down to the wire. He might start doing that.
All right. All right, cool. If you want to comment, you always can. At Ben and Kelly Show, social media, or text 502-795-1997.